Says one size fits all. That's a big lie. So. This is my rebuttal, one size never fits. A bit of a Canadianism in this one too, a teeter-totter, which I think you guys call a seesaw here, is that right? Yeah, okay. That'll make sense here halfway through. Thank you. just letting myself go, but baby, that don't get me down. You know I'm warm in the winter, cool shade in the summer. I'm easy to be found. Well, I'm not saying that small's not good, just being big ain't bad. But no little old guy can sweep you off your feet and love you like a baby. Place in heaven for musicians' girlfriends, especially mine. We've been together for about 5 years now, and in that time I've missed 4 of her birthdays and 1 Christmas. But she got a song out of it.
She'll be standing out.
Well, one of my favorite things about blues music is the innuendos they often use. This is my favorite innuendo kind of song. My mother pretty much hates it when I play this song, but she never says that. She just says, "I really like the other songs that you do." Close to 200 shows a year. It means means a lot of driving around in rental cars. So to help pass the time, like a lot of us, I listen to the radio. On these longer drives, I would listen to a collection from Alligator Records. It's a blues label down in the States. After listening to it a few times too, I got thinking to myself, if you want to be a blues singer, all you got to do is sing like Cookie Monster. So I got thinking to myself some more. If Cookie was going to sing a blues song, what would he sing about? Cookie sing. So I got thinking even more, if Cookie was going to sing his blues song about cookies, just what would that sound like? Well, since I'm here, and you're here, and I have a microphone, you get to see what I think Cookie Monster sound like singing the blues. Situations and rolling with the punches and not kicking up too much of a fuss. And Hazard is probably the happiest guitar riff I'm ever going to write.
Round and round, round and round. little bit of jazz there for you. So when Ryan and I were writing this tune, we thought, wouldn't it be cool if y'all playing this song and everybody just started singing along on the chorus? So that was my not so subtle way of saying, hey everybody, want to sing along on the chorus? Well, it's just three words and two of them are the same, so really, we have no excuse not to nail this thing on the first try. I just need you to sing out nice and loud. If the guy next to you doesn't sound any good, you gotta sing louder than he is. If he starts singing louder than you, well, just take the hint, but keep on singing anyway. We'll be right back.
One of the best things about coming to these festivals is getting to meet new people and the chance to do some very cool things musically. I travel around probably 95% of the time solo doing this thing. So it's a lot of fun, but I do miss every time getting the chance to play with other people. So very happy to say that I get to do what I'm about to do next. It's something I always wanted to do, but nobody at home plays one of these instruments. So please welcome to the stage, Jube and his didgeridoo. We're going to play a few times. Stevens, and he wrote this from the perspective of a soldier out of war, and knowing this is going to be his last chance to send a letter home, so this is a letter he sends home.
Yeah.
That was their first band fight. Pretty intense.
What an honor.
What an honor it is to play next to this big fella. it is a pleasure for me not only to walk on this stage, but it's a pleasure to meet all these magical people. And if there's one thing that's always been important to me, not only is this me as Jupiru, but as a family mob from Australia, and there's one thing I always like to do is shake everyone's hand that comes and supports us. And I always get to be able to do it. So if you don't mind, let's welcome this gentleman, number one, to not only just Australia, but to, on behalf of the Bundjalung people that we gathered here, give him three big cheers, please. Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip!
Hooray!
And let's shake hands. Everyone, hands in the air. Are you ready? Let's shake hands with the brother from Canada.
You all look ridiculous doing that.
I thought of it when I heard that Cookie wants the thing.
Well, I ain't got me nobody, no, I ain't carry no heavy load. Well, I ain't
My friend from Canada. And before I go, I came here for a really big reason, and that was we'll be reuniting all our tribes here in October at the Boomerang Festival. And I'll be back with all the gang that I've got, and all the mob from traditional to like kind of us weirdos fellas do. We'll be all here and sharing with you. I wish we could bring this fella back. Or maybe have to hook you up with the Ojibwe. You're coming as a Ojibwe brother.
I might jump in a suitcase.
Yeah. But hey, another big round of voice with my big brother and thanks guys. My name's Jiffy. Thank you. Thank you.
That one always messes my hair up. This is another one of my favorite songs. Another song that I did not write, but I really wish that I did. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming here and being with me this afternoon. This has been such a great festival, and I feel so blessed to be here with you guys this weekend. Thank you very much. Well, somebody asked me to do this too, so I'm going to finish off with this one and go over to the CD tent after if you'd like coming over for a cuddle or anything like that. Well, this song's all about a guy who's in a relationship with a woman that he has no intentions of staying with and really wants to get away from her, but no matter how hard he tries, he can't. And he ends up finally coming to the conclusion and realizing the only fellow she's actually fit for is the devil. So. So thank you so much, and we'll see you around tomorrow, hopefully.
You throw me water when I'm drowning. You take my kindling when I'm cold. You give me matches when I'm burning, and give me pennies for my gold. You've got a heart as diamonds. It shines like a piece of coal, buried deep in the ground, like your coal. Last soul. You got one hand in my pocket, the other hand's on the spade. You're sending me to the bottle, and it's you, my early grave. Keep on pulling me back. Your love is like a freight train, and I'm tied to the track. Yeah.
But now I need you to picture yourselves going home some night after work.
On your way home, you decide to stop into the pub just to grab a quick drink. You settle up to the bar, you start chatting to the bartender for a little bit. Before too long, he's taken away to deal with somebody else. With your drink in your hand, you just take a casual look around the room to see who all's there and see what's going on. Your attention's drawn to this one couple off in the corner all by themselves. Looks like they're having a very intense conversation. You look at the woman and she's just talking away and talking away and talking away and talking away. Sipping on some kind of a drink that has an umbrella in it. You look at the fella, he's just shaking his head, shaking his head, shaking his head, shaking his head, shaking his head. Staring down at 10 empty shot glasses. So you concentrate on this man for a few more minutes and you start to recognize a look coming across his face. It's the look of a man who's got something to say he's been wanting to say for an awfully long time. And she has no idea it's coming. So like any polite person would do, you grab your drink and turn yourself around in your bar stool so that you can get a good look at all the action. And just as he stands up, he kicks back his chair and he throws down that last shot of whiskey. The whole room goes quiet. This is what everybody hears him say.
Thank you.